You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Oh, Gerard.
Let's get ready for Naughty or Sporty at 6:40.
Are we doing boxing?
Well, you know we're not doing boxing. Oh. You know we're not. We're doing Commonwealth Games.
Got it.
We're doing sporty. Mm-hmm. Guys, I don't mean to alarm anyone, but we're doing a sporty one.
Yeah. What is this, our second one for the year?
It could be. What a great day to be alive.
Well, obviously, the Commonwealth Games are on.
Yes.
So, look, buckle up, because there might be a few naughties coming up in the near future.
Wait, why is there naughties in
the
near future?
I mean sporties. You know what I meant.
No, by assuming the exact opposite of what you said.
Oh, man.
What, am I frustrating you by saying what I mean? Tell us what's going on
no,
the Commonwealth Games,
doing
Emma.
It. This is your bit.
It wasn't my bit.
Okay, the Commonwealth Games are on, and we have currently won 15 medals so far.
Look at us go.
I know.
Five gold, four silver, and six bronze. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we started 24 hours ago.
I know.
It's a big first day.
We were talking about the opening ceremony this time yesterday, for goodness sake.
That's right, and now look at us go. Where are we on the... I think we're number two on the leaderboard.
Ooh.
Behind only England. Mm. Oh, and they're only just in front of us. They've got one more gold than us.
Oh, we'll clean that up today.
We've got more silver and bronze, so cop that, England.
No one gets.
Malaysia, what are you doing? Number three.
Why do you sound so mad at everybody?
Because they're not Australia.
Oh.
That's what the Commonwealth Games is about, Amber. It's about being mad about anyone that's not your country.
Yeah.
They think it's inclusive. It's not. It's the opposite. It's saying things like the bloody Poms and cop that, Kiwis. And
what do they say
no
about
one
us?
Else.
What do you think they say about
what
us?
What a pack of legends. God, don't all of us other countries in the rest of the Commonwealth just strive to be as good as Aussies?
Yeah, I bet they sit in their little headquarters and they, what do they call it, where the athlete, the village?
Yeah.
I bet they sit there and they go, oh, those sexy Australian legends.
They'll be off drinking their rubbish beer and they're like, look at the Aussies with their Carlton draft. Mm. So jealous.
Yeah.
Why did we grow up in this rubbish place that isn't Australia?
Okay, this took a way different direction, but that's a bit of an update on the Commonwealth Games. We'll keep you updated on the medal tally.
We did not mention one sport in that whole 2 minutes.
Nitro Circus, the next level tour, kicks off tomorrow. Mildura Rec Reserve, we're really excited and joined in the hit studio right now by Blake Bilko Williams. G'day, mate.
How's everyone doing?
Oh, mate, so good to have you in the studio. We are just beside ourselves with excitement for Nitro Circus. There's still tickets available. You can pick them up from the gate or you can secure them online as well. But first of all, tell us about your part of the show. You're a freestyle motocross rider.
Part-time freestyle motocross rider, but it is a circus, and every circus needs a clown. So I'm there to entertain the people and as well as jump my dirt bike. So I'm pretty good at that.
I have heard that you are the life of the party and, the clown of the place.
Yeah, definitely. I like to keep things interesting and a few surprises along the way.
I've been watching you on YouTube and you're absolutely insane. What do you find the crowd absolutely loves when you do?
I got a couple of special tricks in there that involve some hip thrusting in the air, maybe a 360 or two. So,
you've managed to get thrusting into freestyle motocross.
Yeah, just mix it up a little bit, you know, so keep your eyes out for that. But,
should the single ladies of Mildura be worried while you're in town?
They shouldn't be worried.
So we're really excited about Nitro Circus tomorrow. It kicks off at about 3 PM at the Mildura Rec Reserve. But today, down at Nawinji Place, you, Billows, and myself will be racing each other on tiny 12-inch bikes we'll be representing a listener each to get some tickets for those listeners.
Oh, well, how are my listeners going to be in for it? The odds aren't very good with my legs. So.
See, that's what I thought as well. I thought that I was going to be the wild card, but then I realised I was having a chat with your promo guy, Nathan, and he said your flexibility is a bit of an issue, mate.
Yes, I had a lot of knee injuries. I got a fused left ankle and stuff, so I could ride a normal push bike, but now you've said 12-inch, that's going to be pretty low to the ground.
Well, we're trying to decide, who's the favourite in this bike race
today.
I'll
just stick my boot through your back wheel before you take off. And
That won't help. None of the tyres are pumped up.
Actually, I'm glad you brought that up because we spoke to Travis Pastrana yesterday on the show, and I have known Matt Wyatt for a really long time as well. So we got the inside scoop from both of those boys that you are dirty.
Yeah, you're not to be trusted is what we've been told.
Really?
And they said it's a good thing that we're not racing you in go-karts because apparently you're a bit of a...
Yeah, Travis thinks he's a good driver, but I pull his pants down every time. So I've earned about half a year's wage out of bets with go-karting with Travis over the years, and he's still dumb enough to keep betting. So.
Well, he's given us full carte blanche to just cheat however way we see fit to make sure you don't win. Is that why? Because you've taken so much money off him?
Yeah, pretty much. But fair play. If you want to T-bone me, I'm all for it. But
all right.
A win's a win, right?
We're not allowed to injure Bilko before the show tomorrow, though.
And
go for the waist up, anything below that.
Awesome. Well, that's happening today. Our race with Bilko down at Nawinji Place at about 9:30 this morning. So if you guys want to come down and check that out, we'll
come
be representing...
Come and cheer for me. Cheer for me.
I don't think you'll have a problem getting people to cheer for you.
Yeah, no, I think you're going to be the popular one to squall. Yeah,
people want to see us lose for sure. That's happening down at Nawinji Place today. But of course, Nitro Circus, the next level tour, kicks off tomorrow. Mildura Rec Reserve. Bilko, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks a lot, and I hope to see you guys at the show. It's going to be awesome, and we've got the next level ramps, and guys are sending it, so good time.
Commonwealth Games in full effect, Amber.
Yes, the opening ceremony kicked off, and everyone was abuzz about that. We've already won like a million medals,
yeah.
So that's good.
I love how everyone becomes an armchair expert. That's my favourite thing. You're sitting there watching the diving, not wearing any pants, and you're like...
Too much splash, loser.
Oh, God. Did you see how much further they went than they should have? Amateurs.
So, you know, not all of us can be athletes.
No.
So we decided that we'd have the Amber and Billows games.
Yeah.
Where you could win a gold medal for anything.
That's right. So 13, 12, 16, what would you win a gold medal in?
Mm.
Amber, what would you win a gold medal in?
I would compete in two categories.
Mm-hmm.
I would get gold in fridge to couch to bathroom triathlon.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a hotly sought after one. I think I'd be a competitor in that, but you could possibly top me. Yep. I reckon I'd go pretty well in the couch marathon.
Mm-hmm.
I can sit longer than most people can tolerate, and it's my favourite thing to do.
You would be good at that.
I would be very good at it.
I'd probably win gold as well in the most it's cold complaints.
Oh, yes.
Always whinging about how cold it is.
I'd probably be a shoo-in for the I'm hungry complaints then.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's my life at the moment. I also think that if they had the craft single heavyweights, that'd be my time to shine. I reckon I can eat more craft singles than most people.
The old plastic cheese.
The old plastic cheese. Love it.
13, 12, 16. What would you win a gold medal for?
Yes. We're talking about, well, we're not really talking about the Commonwealth Games. We're talking about what we'd win gold medals for.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not athletes.
Yes.
We are not. I mean, Carly and I reckon we'd go pretty well in the synchronized nuggets.
Yes.
Yeah, we can punish a lot of chicken nuggets.
I just think I'd be good at whinging about anything.
Yeah.
Probably the best whinger in the world.
You did specify about being cold, and I don't think you need to cut the line there, Amber.
Just best whinger. Gold.
Best whinger.
Woo! So 13, 12, 16, what would you win a gold medal for, Daniel?
Playing the most sports and being terrible at all.
The worst at the most sports. That'd be hotly sought after, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
Just like being bad doesn't make me not want to do it.
Totally.
You're maybe enthusiastic.
We could call it the enthusiasm award.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Is that the award you used to get at school, mate? The coach's award?
Participation.
The participation award. Let me ask this question. When you go to a trivia night, are you the guy that asks, is there a prize for last?
No, trivia, because I do so many sports. So when the sports questions come up, I'm like, well, I play most of these sports. Surely I should know. But then, again, it just all falls down at the last minute.
Right. Once it comes to ball in hand, it all falls apart.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your call, Daniel.
No.
And Kathleen on 13, 12, 16. Babe, what would you win a gold medal for?
So, guys, last night I went to Kmart and I went in looking for a TV antenna and I left with just the TV antenna. And I feel like I deserve a medal just for not spending $70.
Wow.
You see, I think you would win the gold medal here only because there'd be no other participants in your event because no one can go to Kmart and get just the thing they were going there for.
Yeah.
Right? I was so impressed with myself.
I went there the other day for socks and I came out with a new bedspread.
That's not even close.
What happened? I don't know. That is amazing.
And then you get stuck in the makeup aisle and you're like, I need a bunch of $2 masks. Why not?
I hear you, sister.
Well, in our eyes, doll, you've got the gold for the least amount of money spent at Kmart.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Perfect. I appreciate it.
No worries. Keep those calls coming through, 13, 12, 16. What would you win a gold medal for?
Yeah, not something good. No. Not something that's an actual event.
No, we're celebrating your averageness.
Yes. got an email night before last, Amber, which made me pucker up the old ring a little bit. Two of the flights for my honeymoon in 3.5 weeks have been cancelled.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay, get onto the travel agent, get him looking into it.
Yeah.
He rings me up yesterday, he's like, and I say to him, like, oh, is that, have you sorted it? We got somewhere, we figured it all out.
Is there a volcano or something going on?
He goes, well, that was really only the start of your problems. I'm like, oh, what do you mean?
What?
We're going to the Philippines, and one of the islands we're going to, Boracay, it's, I think it's the one, the main one that most people go to if they hit the Philippines, it's been closed.
The whole island?
The island of Boracay, where I'm travelling in 3 weeks, has been closed. They're not officially closing it until 3 days before I'm supposed to get there.
Whoa.
With my new wife, Carly, at the time. So, that's my life at the moment.
How do they just close an island?
Well, apparently, it's like, it hasn't kept up with the popularity of the place, so there's, like, raw sewage just going straight into the ocean. The local operators have been just ignoring laws and building too close to the beach.
Whoa.
So, they're closing the island for 6 months, where they're going to get, like, a treatment plant.
Yeah.
They're going to demolish any buildings that are too close to the beach that have been built illegally.
Oh, my God.
It is chaos.
So, look, you made a sassy comment yesterday about how much work I'm going to have to do while you're on your honeymoon. So I'm having a really hard time feeling sorry for you right now.
Yes, that's fair. I do want you to know I'll still be going on my honeymoon.
Yeah.
And you'll still have to do all that extra work. Been on Instagram a little bit lately, Amber.
Good for you.
Just, I don't use it a lot. Just having a little bit of a scroll here and there. I did put a picture up last week for the first time in about 2 months.
Wow.
It was me and my cat. Got a pretty good response.
Sure it did.
Yeah, no. Completely lit the internet on fire.
Mm.
What I have noticed on Instagram is a bit of a troubling... Not troubling, it's just... I just think it's a bit rubbish.
Okay.
Hey, everyone on Instagram, not everything needs to be a boomerang.
Ah, okay.
These, for those who don't know, boomerang, it's a little video where it takes like a second worth of footage and then runs it forwards and backwards.
Yep.
Forwards and backwards on a constant loop.
Yep.
And every basic bitch on the internet thinks that everything they do needs to be a boomerang.
How dare you?
Oh, how dare I, Amber?
You're the one that uploaded a photo of him and his cat.
Yeah.
And you're mad at people that do boomerangs.
All it needed to be was a photo. It wasn't just 7 frames of me and the cat doing nothing. Ooh, zoom in and out on your palmer. That's made it more exciting. Said friggin' no one ever. Every time I see one, it just annoys me. Oh, we're out for martinis with the girls. Clink! That better be a boomerang.
That's a fun boomerang.
It's not. And
how
dare what you? You know what also annoys me about them? I know that no boomerang I've ever seen was done on the first take.
I've done boomerangs on the first take.
Liar.
I'm not
lying. No one has ever done it. It's like, oh, no, this one's no good. It started taking on the wrong bit. We need to do it again. Girls, get in it again.
Hey,
the boomerang didn't work.
If you don't like them, just scroll past them.
I can't. It just scrolls to more boomerangs, Amber.
No.
More rubbish boomerangs.
Look at who you're following then. We follow some different people.
Don't get me wrong. Following some rubbish people on Instagram. No arguments there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've had to do them for the work one before.
Yeah.
And you just look like a fool in them.
They're fun.
We had, what? There was one we had to do that we were, like, holding a CD each. And it's like, okay, put it out and then bring it back to your body.
Yeah.
And we did that 6 times and I was ready to cut someone.
Well, like, if 99% of your Instagram is photos...
Mm-hmm.
There's no harm in just chucking a sprinkling in a boomerang every now and again.
If there's a reason for it, if it warrants it.
Like the chinking of a glass.
Absolutely not.
I love those ones.
Guys, not everything needs to be a boomerang.
Thanks to Dave Cass and the team at Banjo's Bakery, your chance to win potentially $100 to spend at Banjo's. This is One Hit Minute.
Yeah, Sonia joins us. How you doing, Sonia?
Good, thank you.
Oh, just fantastic. Let's see how much we can get you to win to spend at Banjo's Bakery. Your first question, you got 10 questions, 1 minute, $10 a question. Your first question will... your time will start at the end of the first question. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Best of luck. The Commonwealth Games are currently on in which part of Australia? Pardon?
Queensland,
good enough. Hughie and Kate are on a hit from 4:30 weekday arvos. What is Kate's surname?
No idea.
That's okay, Langbrook. A shooting in the US this week occurred at the headquarters of what massive website?
YouTube,
correct. Travis Pastrana is in town this weekend for what live show in Mildura? Correct. A local business had a fire in its kitchen this week. Which business was it?
No.
Sorry? No, that's all right. It was Miss Lucy. Which star of Magic Mike is separated from his wife of 9 years this week?
Oh, my goodness. I remember every bit of him.
It's okay. We'll move on to the next one. Prince Charles is in Australia for the Commonwealth Game. Who is his wife?
Camilla.
Correct. Name one of the Kardashian children.
Chloe.
Sorry?
Chloe.
No. Which Australian state is Hay in?
Victoria.
No, it's in New South Wales. I've got you down for 4 correct. That's $40 to spend a banjo. Sonia, congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
That is my pleasure.
I feel like the answer, Khloe Kardashian is one of the Kardashian children.
I'll pay it then. Sorry, my apologies. I should have said Kim Kardashian's children. I didn't even hear you say Khloe. $50 to spend it is. Thank you for that, Amber. We needed
Amber,
a judge's decision. Yeah, I know, because it's coming out of my pocket. You just got a free coffee for Amber.
Well, there's so many Kardashian children. I mean, there's no really...
Just throw any name out there. Chances are it's one of them.
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.